Scott Ritchie is with the group Smoky River Wind Concerns when it comes to the proposed ABO wind project that's coming to possibly the Falaire region in the next little while. And he joins us on the line. Scott, thank you very much for joining us today. Just a little bit of an icebreaker here, Scott. May I ask why the group is opposed to the proposed wind farm?
There's actually several reasons. It would be quite a long conversation, I think, to get into a lot of details about it. Probably the first and foremost that came to everybody's mind as we started researching into these things, because we were all the landowners in the area that weren't a part of the project. We're all sort of a little blindsided here earlier this year with news that this project was happening in the first place. And so really we're unfamiliar with wind energy, and so we had to familiarize ourselves and investigate that a bit. The more we looked into it, the more concerned we got with what we were seeing, and a few of us started having conversations as neighbors, and that sort of turned into the group that we have here now, Smoky River Wind Concerns. Just wanting to have some of our concerns addressed and raise awareness in the public of some issues that we're seeing around wind generation power.
You're also to generate, pardon the use of terminology here, interest possibly, or discussion, I guess, would be probably the best term, at some meetings coming up, which I believe are coming up this coming Wednesday as well as next Wednesday as well. Am I not true in that sense?
No, that's correct. We have a meeting scheduled with the Municipal District of Smoky River on this coming Wednesday at 10:30 to discuss some proposed bylaw amendments that we would like to bring to their attention. And that was what a lot of the issues that we were seeing when we were first looking at, and the more we looked into this stuff, we were seeing the just reports of negative health effects was first and foremost what struck us when we were looking into these projects, and we're seeing them from around the world. And there seemed to be something there that needed to be looked into and concerned when you've got private landowners and generational farmers leaving and abandoning properties due to the effects that they say they're suffering from these. There's something there that needs to be looked into. Beyond that, we looked into sort of the legislative and regulatory environment that renewable energy projects are operating in Alberta. And we were sort of really struck by the lack of legislation and regulation around these projects. We kind of assumed that a lot of the legislative framework that's around oil and gas sector projects would apply to renewable energy products, and they don't. We had discussions with the Farmers Advocate Office about that, and they were quite clear that this is really kind of a buyer beware environment, and the landowners that are signing on with renewable energy companies are kind of on their own and need to be very, very careful. There's not a lot of, or really any, protections, government legislation and regulation-wise, governing how the companies need to conduct themselves in their discussions with and treatment of landowners, and in terms of remediation after the fact, like once the project's over and done, and just a lot of concerning things we were quite surprised at. And so that was another area that we wanted to address.
Was it also possibly a lack of communication between maybe residents and or the MD and or ABO, or a combination of parties that may or may not be mentioned in this question?
Right. It seems to be just sort of status quo that the renewable energy companies approach private landowners first, and they sort of set that make plans and put agreements in place with them before ever approaching any municipalities or neighboring landowners about the project at all. And so by the time that anyone else is advised, it's already started to move along quite a ways. Yeah, that was the biggest issue. So the neighboring landowners get notified sort of the same time the municipality gets notified that something's happening.
With the meetings coming up this coming Wednesday and next Wednesday as well, and I understand some dignitaries will be part of those meetings, when those happen and perhaps before and after those meetings happened, for Smoky River Wind concerns, what are the next steps that need to be undertaken?
Sort of our first, one of the main avenues we're looking at here with our municipal district, and we've had meetings and conversations with them and have been quite encouraged with how open they've been to having discussion with us and hearing our concerns. And we want to discuss with them the possibility of increasing setbacks from what we currently have in the bylaws from residences to try to alleviate the health concerns part of the equation here. That would be maybe a step in that direction. We've also been wanting to reach out to the provincial government and discuss what I described there about the lack of really legislation and regulations around these kind of projects for how they need to conduct themselves. So we want to discuss that. And also beyond that, just the environmental concerns we're having with impacts on wildlife in the area that we're also seeing reports about from numerous places around the world. And, you know, you've got a recent example of a wind farm company in the United States being fined extensively large dollar value amount for killing too many eagles, I believe, was eagles and hawks and those type of birds, and just in violation of their regulations down there. So just, it seemed that there needs to be a lot of education, a lot of discussion had that isn't being had at this point in time, and we wanted to speak into that and just really educate the public and other landowners, because we're hearing from other landowners in the municipality of MD of Smoky River that they're being approached from wind turbine companies as well for renewable energy projects in their area, not related to this current one. So we wanted to have that inform the public of what they need to be looking at, what they need to be concerned about, so that they can make informed decisions about what they want to do with their land, obviously.
Whether or not this project goes together and is or isn't going to be going to the finish line, as it were, is the optimism there from your point of view as to whether or not all parties can come to a equitable solution?
We certainly hope so. And we've been encouraged by the dialogue that we've had, like I said, with the municipal district, with neighboring landowners, with ABO Wind themselves. They've been open to conversing with us, and we're not trying to create some kind of an acrimonious, confrontational relationship. There's varying views and opinions and varying priorities on both sides of the discussion, and so we're certainly just want to have the discussion.
Scott Ritchie is with the group Smoky River Wind Concerns. Scott, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.